Into the Zone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. When Seattle protesters shut down a neighborhood police precinct and set up a so-called autonomous zone, rumors began to spread of armed guards at the boundaries and merchants being terrorized. So, videographer Omari Salisbury, who lives there, did a live Facebook stream to address those rumors.
Here's the border, and I'll be honest with you, you're more likely to get stopped by somebody who wants you to sign a petition to tax Amazon.
So no armed guards, no terrorists, but definitely some crazy stuff.
They got free peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Is it strawberry jelly? Because I'm a picky free eater.
There was also a free speech stage.
I don't agree with this man. He a black man. I don't mean I got to agree with him, but I got to let him talk.
And since free speech can be stressful,
they even had massage therapists out here. They said they were giving massages. Yeah, stepped it up.
And they did paint a multicolor Black Lives Matter mural on the street.
And I think there's 16 letters in that all together. So they commissioned 16 different artists to all paint a letter.
Now, it is not good they closed down the police precinct. That tripled police response time. But except for that, the main danger seemed to be the danger of all this becoming a tourist attraction. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.